الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, human endeavor and pursuit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages this in the Quran. This month of Ramadan also, which is inexorably drawing to an end, as is evident with the khatam of the Quran, which is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been given the tawfiq and the privilege to be a part of. This month, Allah ta'ala gave us to strive. Allah gave us to exert ourselves. And as I said, human endeavor, exertion, pursuit for excellence. This is part of human nature. And Allah Ta'ala addresses this in the Quran. This month of Ramadan, as I mentioned, the riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Atakum Ramadan, Shahru Baraka, Yaghshakum Allahu fi. فَيُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Ramadan has come, the month of barakah and blessings. Allah's rahmat and mercy is raining down upon you. يُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah sends down His mercy. يَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ Allah accepts your du'as, Allah forgives your sins in this month. So what are you supposed to do? يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي Allah wants to see you outdoing one another. Allah wants to see you in this month exerting yourself. Exertion, tireless exertion. You and I, my respected brothers, we understand that. But unfortunately, ironically, more often than not, it is towards the dunya. Allah in the Quran addresses this drive of humanity. Allah has placed it there. Islam doesn't stop you from that which is part of your nature. But one is exertion towards dunya. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah uses the word فَانْتَشِرُوا spread out. نُشُور which means a very low level of exertion. Then we find the time of salah comes. What must you do then? You must exert yourself. There Allah says, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا Salah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Sa'i, strive. In other words, a higher level of exertion. Then when it comes to Allah's maghfirat, Allah's Jannat. Arabic language is very wasi', very broad language. When it comes to running, exertion, driving yourself, you get words like jara, yajri, harwala. Then there is one term, sibaq. The closest thing to our understanding is track races. And guys are racing, 100 meter sprint, 200 meter sprint, 400 meter sprint. That is sibaq. In Arabic, Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ سارعوا سارعوا سابقوا فاستبقوا. Here, the terms the Quran uses, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam translated it for us in this expression. He said, اطلبوا الجنة جهدكم وهربوا من النار جهدكم. Seek Jannat with everything that you have. جهدكم وهربوا من النار جهدكم. And run from Jahannam with everything that you have. And then, my respected brothers, there is one term that the Quran uses that supersedes all this. Highest level of exertion. فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ دُنْيَا فَسَعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ صَلَاةً سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. All these terms, Jannat, Akhirat, and then there is one term much, much higher than that. فَفِرُّوا فَفِرُّوا فِرَار فَرَّ يَفِرُّ. What is فِرُّ? Closest thing is when a bomb explodes, what happens? There is absolute pandemonium. You don't look left, you don't look right, you don't consider yourself, you don't consider anything. You are running, running from danger to protection, from harm to safety, from damnation to salvation. And every one of us is commanded by Allah, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run with everything that you have to Allah. Na kahi jaha me amamili, jo amamili to kaha mili. Mere jurm me khana kharab ko, tere afwe bande nawaz me. La malja, wala manja, minka illa ilay. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. There is no salvation. There is no security. There is no protection besides the salvation of Allah, the protection of Allah, the security of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You were given this month of Ramadan to find this, to make the qibla and direction of this heart Allah. The verses of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala introduces this month, two verses in Surah Baqarah, we would have heard them. Isha Salah, Taraweeh Salah, throughout the month. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon ayyaman ma'dudat. Then shahru ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Three verses. After these verses, what verse does Allah bring? Wa idha sa'alaka عبادي عني فإني قريب. Allah's azmat, Allah's fawqiyat, Allah's jalal, Allah's majesty, Allah's glory. لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. The eyeballs cannot see Allah. لا تخالطه الذنون ولا يصفه الواصفون. The mind cannot imagine Allah. The describers cannot describe Allah. The pens turn into ink. The pens, the trees turn into pens. The waters of the oceans turn into ink. Write the kalimat of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the fawqiyat of Allah. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kibriyai of Allah. This is a limitless ocean. This creates psychologically an imagery of distance. Allah's fawqiyat. Ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa. He has made istiwa on his arsh. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. All these verses, Allah's azmat, Allah's haybat, Allah's jalal, Allah's awe, Allah's grandeur, Allah's majesty, psychologically can create an imagery of distance. Allah's fawqiyat, is Allah very, very far away? So sahaba came, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِي أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. Ya Rasulullah, is Allah very far away? When we want to call out to Allah, do we have to shout out? Or is our Allah very near? Fanunaji, that we can whisper to Him. Question had come. And many, many places in the Quran. May all our lives be sacrificed upon the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that jamaat. Ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi. Allah selected them for the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The service they rendered the ummah, we can never ever repay. The least we can do is when we hear their names, is say, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They asked questions. They would come with these questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of these questions are enunciated in the Quran. Yas'alunaka. Literal translation, yas'alunaka, they, your companions, are asking you, my Nabi, what? Anil ahilla, anil yatama, anil shahri, anil khamri wal maysir, anil shahri al harami qitalin fi, yas'alunaka, maada yunfiqoon. Many questions, 14 or 15 are mentioned in the Quran. They're asking you about the rights of the orphans. Kul, tell them this is the ruling. They're asking you about the moon, the waxing and waning. Tell them this is the ruling. They're asking you about fighting during the sacred months. Tell them this is the ruling. They're asking you about wine and liquor. They're asking you about haze and menstrual period. They're asking you about this. They're asking you about this. 14 or 15 places in the Quran. Yas'aluna qul. They are asking you, tell them. Here also it should have been like that. Is Allah near? Or is Allah far away? Do we have to shout out or must we whisper? It should have been, yas'alunaka, they are asking you about me, kul, tell them. The entire mode of expression of Quran changes. Here it's not yas'alunak. This is literal. Walillahi al-mathalul a'la. There are no comparisons with Allah. Allah is beyond our imagination, beyond our description. Allah is free of shape, space or form, coming or going, or human emotions. This is just for our understanding. It is almost as if the love of Allah for His banda and slave is such, oh my Habib, they are asking you about me. Allah moves His Habib out of the way and Allah Himself comes forward to answer the question. Not yasalunaka, wa idha. Those who understand Arabic, idha, ulama say, is zarf. It's not shart. In is the Arabic word when normally the word in is brought when there is a condition. What is idha? Idha has this type of meaning. Whenever, unconditionally. In means if certain conditions are met, then. In other words, condition. Idha. Unconditionally, either, whenever, wherever, whoever, sa'alaka, ibadi, my slaves, my slaves. Allah makes nisbat to himself. This napak insan, who is what? In reality, a drop of sperm. His eventual outcome is a dead corpse. Yet Allah makes nisbat to his pak self and says, my slave, ibadi, my slaves are asking you, whenever, idha, wherever, whoever, and then fa. Fa in Arabic is biman al four. Every obstacle is removed. Fa inni qareeb. Qareeb. And then, ibadi anni. Who they were asking about? Allah. Allah should have been first, then the slave. Quran upends the sequence. Slave is brought first. Allah is brought after. Not anni ibadi. Idha saalaka ibadi anni. What is this? Kamale muhabbat. The height of muhabbat. The height of love. The height of shafqat. The height of rahmaniyat. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell them, I am very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةً. Allahu Akbar. It should have been dua ad-da'i. Dua means repeated asking. Dawa means one time. In other words, his whole life drowning in sins. One time he turns to me. One time he says, Ya Allah. Immediately Allah will respond, Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. Oh my slave, what is it that you want? In dhakartani dhakartuk. When you remember me, I remember you. Wa in nasitani dhakartuk. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Tuwalini wali. Make dosti with me, I will be your friend. Tusafini usafi, come close to me, I will come close to you. And then, tu'aridhu anni, when you turn your back upon me, ana muqbilun ilayk, I, O Allah, are still waiting for you. When is my banda going to come back to me? Da'wat ad-da'i, not du'a ad-da'i. Ujib, I will respond. One time in his whole life, he turned to Allah. That one cry also will not go in vain. Dawat ad-da'i, and then idha again. Idha bimana dharf, not shart. The one time, whenever. Paki na paki, not even a condition. Ibadat, not a condition. Taqwa, not a condition. Dawat ad-da'i, idha da'an, whenever, whoever, wherever. Even mushrik, kafir, if he will turn to Allah. If he will stretch his hand out to Allah. Idha da'an. Allah is waiting. The door of Allah's mercy. The door of Allah's tawfiq. The door of Allah's hidayat. My Nabi said, Inna hadihi ummatum marhuma. This ummat of mine is an ummat upon which the special mercies of Allah are descending. Laysa azabuha fil akhirah. The azab of this ummat will not be in the akhirat. Azabuha fil dunya. Allah will send his azab on my ummat in this world as an expression of his mercy. Which heart today is not broken? Which heart today is not crying? This is part of our iman. If your heart is not crying and not broken, and you are single-mindedly looking forward to the festivities of Eid, and you have become oblivious to the blood-curdling screams of those masoom, mazloom children of the ummah that are being slaughtered, and our brothers and sisters that this entire month went hungry. My Nabi said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاتُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَسَدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Iman is not tangible, it can't be weighed. He gave us signs. What is iman? He said, your mutual pain, your mutual love, your mutual mercy, your mutual cry for your brothers and sisters that are suffering. This is the proof that iman is within you. So there is no heart that is not crying. But these halat and conditions are there for a reason. He said, the main azab is in akhirat. Allah is his mercy. There will be qatal, there will be mass slaughter, There will be earthquakes. There will be carnage that will come down upon this ummah in this world. Not because Allah has abandoned us. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ رُجُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَابَتْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ رَقِيبًا كَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. How many places Allah is telling you, cut off your ties. Cut off your ties with my ghayr. Stop stretching your hands out to the ghayr. There's no government that's going to help you. There's no leaders that have sold their souls for this dunya that are going to help you. Your own have turned their backs upon you. The ghayr have turned their backs upon you. Every door has been closed. Why? So that you learn that there is only one door. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Become Allah's. Allah will be sufficient for you. Allah doesn't tolerate partnership. This month was, that is taqwa. This month was given. Give this da'wat of la ilaha illallah. Gully to gully, alley to alley, door to door. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Halat and conditions in this world is there for this. Come back to Allah. These bombs, Allah is giving them the highest stages of Jannah. Shuhada. But what is the sabak that you and I are taking from that? Why is it not a wake-up call? Why 1 or 2 days' time, once that Hilal of Eid will be sighted, this masjid will become empty? What have we heeded? What have we learned? Do we have some extension in this world? Come out of this ghaflat. This is Allah's mercy. Rain of His mercy. Rain of His mercy. That the call of power is one person. Turn back to Allah and take one person that has run away from Allah, bring them back to Allah. Ramadan is Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Dua, the month of Dua. And this is what our Kabirin and our elders are telling us. Agar kisi cheez ke kami hai, if there is shortage of anything, aajkal rone wale ke kami hai. There is a great shortage of those who are crying. Hazrat Mawlana Ehsan Sahab, Daud Barakatu, he says, we talk about Badr, we talk about Hunain, we talk about Fateh Makkah, why don't you talk about the night before Badr? The night before Hunain, the night before Fateh Makkah. How my Nabi cried the entire night, in tuhlik hadhihi al-isaba lan tu'bad. Oh Allah, tomorrow, if the small group you allow them to be destroyed, who is going to take your name on this earth? The victory of Badr was taken that night through that dua. Allah's treasures are limitless. Allah is waiting these conditions. Allah in 1 second can change them. The need, turn the qibla of this heart away from the makhluk to Allah. Like the poet says, لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع لا تخضعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك مضر منك بالدين. Don't demean yourself. Don't disgrace yourself. Don't humiliate yourself by looking to the makhluk to solve your problems. This will harm and destroy your iman and deen. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ. Seek your risk from Allah. Seek your provisions from Allah. Seek your succor from Allah. Seek your protection from Allah. Seek your security from Allah. Come unto the system of Allah, which is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَانِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Because for my Allah, what is it? إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. When Allah decides something, كن فيكون. be and it becomes. Amruhu bain al kaf wa noon. Ulama say kun kehne ki bhi zarurat nahi. Allah doesn't have to say kun. His affair is between the kaf and the noon. Wama amruna illa kalamhil basari aw huwa aqrab. Allah says our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid. Aw huwa aqrab. Blinking of an eyelid to takes too long. For Allah, it's faster than that. There's no limit to the qudrat and power of Allah. You want to alienate somebody. You don't like somebody. He's troubling you too much. What must you do? Stretch your hand out to him and ask him for something. Then you'll see when you're coming down the street, he'll go down another street. Allah, man lam yas'alillah, yaghdab alayh. Sahih hadith of Rasulullah. The man who doesn't make dua and ask and beg from Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. People will run away from you. Why? Because their resources are limited. Allah's resources are limitless. The more you ask, the more you beg, the happier Allah becomes with you. Ramadan, to some extent we've understood, fasting is ibadat, salah is ibadat, zikr is ibadat, tilawat is ibadat. My respected brothers, dua also is ibadat. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was our qudwa, our guide, our symbol. Like he was our guide for da'wat, for shariat. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also our guide for dua. He taught us dua. Learn the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn his inkisari. Learn his ajizi. Allahumma ana abduk, I am your slave. Wa abnu abdik, I am the son of your slave. Wa abnu amatik, my mother was your slave. My father was your slave. Innaka tasma'u kalamana. Oh Allah, you are listening to me. Wa tara makanana. Oh Allah, you can see me. Wa ta'lamu sirrana wa alaniyatana. Sirri wa alaniyati. Oh Allah, you know my secrets. There's nothing I can hide from you. There's nothing I can reveal to you. You already know everything. La yakhfa alayka shay'un min amri. I can fool the whole world. There's nothing I can hide from you. Ana al-ba'isul faqir. I am that beggar who outwardly is begging, my inside is begging. Ana al-khaifud darir, al-mustajir, al-wajil, al-mushfiq, al-muqir, al-mu'tarif bi dhanbi. Mere bahar bhi dare hue, mere andar bhi dare hue. I am shaking outwardly, shaking inside. I am drowning in my sins. I attest to my sins. He taught us this inkisari. This is the lament today, my respected friends. Aajkal hum dua ko parte hai, hum nahi mangte hai. Today we are reading dua. Some people are singing duas. Dua is to ask. To beg. One alim approached me earlier. He said, listen, why are you forcing the people to listen? Have the dua, then have the muzakara afterwards. So from up front, I'm asking for mafi. We're just taking a few minutes. But this is what these moments were given to us for by. Mawla Ibrahim Devla sahab, Daun Barakatu, he's saying the mayar of dua of the ummah should be 1 hour, 2 hours a day. Increase. Today we understand salah is ibadat, zikr is ibadat, tilawat is ibadat. My Nabi said, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadat. Ad-du'a'u huwal ibadah. Dua is ibadat. What is happening is because this ummah has to come onto dawat dua, dawat dua. Every two human beings are on equal footing. Allah has created us on equal footing. Till when? Till the day the one stretches his hand out to the next one. That is the day you elevate that person and you demean yourself. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The hand on top is better than the hand in the bottom. The giving hand is better than the taking hand. Those of us engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, learn this by every Nabi of Allah. Allah repeated this in the Quran. Ma asalukum alayhi min ajr. In ajriya illa ala Allah. I want nothing from you. I want everything from Allah. Take from Allah, give to the makhluk. This is what will increase the strength of dua. Very, very briefly, I'm going to repeat one muzakara of Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh on dua. If nothing else, we take this by. If nothing else, take this. Khatm al-Quran is the time for the acceptance of dua. So, kaan khol kar sun lena. He said, har insan ke andar maddae talab hai. Allah has naturally created an essence of desire in every human being. Every human being naturally desire things. Islam is a religion of nature. Doesn't go against you. Islam doesn't stop you from desiring things. That is why we have shauk for Jannah, because Allah created the desire. Desire things. It's the question is how you express it. He said there's three ways human beings express this essence of desire. One is su'al, asking the next person. Asking from the makhluk. And this is Allah's sunnat. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made bayan of Allah's sunnat, and Allah doesn't move away from his sunnat. وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. My Nabi said you will never open the door to stretching your hand out to the makhluk, except that Allah will open the door of perpetual faqiri and dependence upon you. There is no greater faqir and beggar than the one who looks to the makhluk to solve his problems. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, maddae talab ka pehli izhar, sual hai, makhluk se mangna. Sual, asking from the creation. Sual mazmoom hai. Shariat has looked down upon this. Second way this essence of desire is expressed, ishraf. What we call lalchi. You didn't ask, but the gaze is on everything else, of everybody else. And this also, ye bhi mazmoom hai. Man akhadahu bi ishrafi nafsin, lam yubarak lahu fi. وَكَانَ كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. My Nabi said, you had lalchi gaze on what other people have. Allah gave it to you, but لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِي. You'll never get barakat. Your example will be like that person who eats and eats and eats and his stomach never gets full. He said, the third road by which this essence of dua, desire is expressed, is dua. Dua, dua. And what is dua? Turn the gaze away from the makhluk to Allah. Break down the idol of Allah's ghair. And say, kuch nahi ho raha hai. They need it more than you need it. Turn the gaze away from the makhluk. Turn to Allah. This is dua. And then Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said an ajeeb thing. He said, kasrat sual aur kasrat ishraf ne musalman ke dua ke quwwat ko zabah kar diya. He said, excessive asking from the makhluk and excessive looking here, looking there, they are going to solve our problems. And this lalchi gaze upon the makhluk, he says, has slaughtered the power of the dua of a believer. Allah doesn't tolerate partners. And أَغْنَ الشُّرَكَى يَعْنِ الشِّرْكِ. Come to me with partners, Allah says, I'll hand you over to that partner. La ilaha illallah. This mayar of dua, power of dua. Allah, on this I will terminate. Allah has not made it a condition, become muttaqi, musalli, saim, qanit. No. That is not even a condition. One condition Allah gives. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى اِضْطِرَار. Who is there that accepts the dua of the slave who has مُضْطَر, every door is closed. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali explains this مُضْطَر very beautifully. Those of us who are familiar with agriculture, some people, they have hens. Now you keep the hen in the pen. The farmer wants to slaughter the hen, so he takes the big knife in his hand and he walks into the pen, he closes it. What happens? This This is one bird that doesn't fly. As the farmer is approaching with the knife in the hand, the threat is looming larger and larger and larger. So what does this bird do? What does this hen do? It retreats, retreats till there's no more escape. It's in the corner of the pen. Now it looks at this huge looming threat over it. And in an act of utter desperation, this hen, with its minimal intellect, will do a quick calculation. Where is the one weak spot? Under his hand, above his hand, maybe between his ear and his shoulder. One point of escape. It will play, its entire focus will now be directed towards that one point of salvation and escape. And that makhluk of Allah which cannot fly suddenly will develop the ability for that one last fling towards that one point of salvation where it hopes to be saved, and with everything that it possesses, it will suddenly get the ability to jump towards that one spot. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, that is ittirar. And that is what Allah wants. Allah is Sami'. Allah is listening to us. Mullah Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, if you want to know how much you believe that, then ponder on your dua. Today, what is dua? Allahumma dasna wa mikasna. We don't even know what we said. We don't even know what we said. How can we be believing that Allah is listening to me when this is the type of dua that we are making? Dua, there has to be mashq on dua. Dua, mangna hai bhai, not parna. Don't read, ask, beg. Mu'asir Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if you had one son and the king sentenced him to death, gives you one chance to plea for the life of that child, how will you plea? He says, wo hai mangna. And Allah has kept izzat in this. Allah has kept dignity in this. Allah has kept honor in this. You see a beggar begging, pulling somebody's kurta, sobbing and crying. When you look at him, yes, feel compassionate, spend on the beggar, spend on the poor, but izzat doesn't come in the heart. You see a man on the musalla in the dead of night, 1-2 in the morning, sobbing and crying, beseeching, begging from Allah. You just look at him and automatically, this begging, what does it? It's muttaqi, what a pious person. It brings izzat, dignity. Humble yourself before Allah, Allah will raise you. Humble yourself before the makhluk and Allah's qasam, you will be disgraced. All these halat is for this. Come back to Allah, come back to Allah, come back to Allah. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah commands you for your need, you need it. But Allah is commanding you, ask me for your need. And then Allah's shan is ajib. Not only Allah commands you, Allah guarantees you, astajib lakum. Ask me and Allah guarantees you, I'm going to accept your duas. What more do we want? So humble appeal is made, my respected. We've taken a little bit of extra time. Allah reward you for your patience. Ijtimai, collective dua is going to take place now. Many of the sahaba, it's manqul from them. Anas bin Malik, Abdullah bin Masood, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, etc. They are riwayats, manqul. Some of them would gather their families at the time of the khatam of the Quran. Allah accept the recital of our ulama that have underwent so much of difficulty, rendered the Quran before us. Allah accept their khatam, making a means of hidayat for the whole ummah. This is the, actually they should be making the dua, not me. But mashura was made. So, but this collective dua that we are making, my respected brothers, this is just taliman, just to teach us. What is needed in our homes, with our masturat, with our children, daily talim, and then encourage, turn our children towards dua. Instead of every time they are irritating us, taking that cell phone and putting it in their hands, try and put a tasbih in the hand. Try and teach them the importance of dua. Practically do it yourself in front of your children. Late at night, these nights, this is the last odd night. Maybe Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best. So let us try and spend as much time turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, tahajjud, etc. And very, very important, the need and call and cry of the hour, increase the mi'yar of dua. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح جزا الله اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين وصل على محمد دهر الداهرين اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى اللهم صل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا إنا عبادك وابن عبيدك وابن إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا ودليلنا إليك وإلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في القبور اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا لا حجة علينا لا حجة علينا اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا لا حجة علينا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيرقى ولا تجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيشقى ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين أمس مسيف الأمس كاين الله أم يا الله who is وحده لا شريك أم يا الله there is no second or third he is أحد and صمد Oh my Allah, who is the owner of the heavens and the earth. Oh my Allah, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to you. Oh my Allah, your treasures are limitless. Oh my Allah, there is no measuring tape or no counting measure which we can use to count the multitudes and countless bounties and mercies and kindness and favors which are of yours, which are raining down upon us. There is no words which we can use to praise you as you ought to be praised. Oh my Kareem Allah, you are as you have praised yourself in the Quran. Hu Allah alladhi la ilaha illa hu alimul ghayb wa shahada hu arrahmanur rahim hu Allah alladhi la ilaha illa hu almalikul quddusus salamul mu'minul muhaiminul azizul jabbarul mutakabbir. سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى له الأسماء الحسنى له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My mercy is greater than my anger. We have heard on the tongue of your Habib, Sadiqul Masduq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that right now you are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, they desire your mercy and they fear your azab. We have this hope in our hearts. We have this hope in our hearts that right now you are saying to your angels, oh my angels, I make you a witness, I have forgiven them. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You sent your messengers to us, we ignored them. You by way of reminder sent sign upon sign upon sign. We saw the janazas being lifted up. We saw the cancer. We saw the incurable illnesses around us. We saw the slaughter. We saw the hardships. Sign upon sign, reminder upon reminder you sent towards us. Yet my Allah, we ignored every one of those reminders. The blind love and pursuit of this dunya blinded us to your callers. Their calls fell on deaf ears. Their reminders fell on deaf ears. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You called us closer, we ran away from you. Your muazzin, the azan would ring out, majority of us, it fell on deaf ears. You gave this ummat Rabia Basri. You gave this ummat Khadijatul Kubra. You gave this ummat Fatimatul Zahra. You gave this ummat the responsibility to cloak humanity with the cloak of haya and modesty. Our own daughters are dancing naked on the stages. You sent this ummat so that this ummat would raise your Quran on this earth. Our own youngsters, their both ears are clogged, their bodies are jiving to haram music. You send this ummah to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids. Every type of zulm and oppression, Ya Allah, we slaughtered your commands. We slaughtered the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we see, Ya Allah, now we see that you have become angry with us, Ya Allah. The rope that you have given the Firauns of today is such. They are mercilessly slaughtering us. Their hearts have become harder than stone. The maimed bodies of the babies, Ya Allah. The crushed hospitals, Ya Allah. The crushed shelters and homes of the Summat, Ya Allah. baby gets one morsel of food. Then days pass and the child is begging the father, begging the mother for more food. Cheaper than water, ya Allah, has become the blood of this ummah. Ardul manshar wal mahshar, ardul muqaddasa, the land of the anbiya, ya Allah, the land of the anbiya. The cries of our mothers and sisters and brothers are falling on deaf ears. No doubt, ya Allah. No doubt it is your justice. Still it is your fazal, ya Allah. If it was your justice, we would have been turned into animals, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the weak section, ya Allah. With us, everything is do number, ya Allah. There's nothing of quality, ya Allah. There's nothing of quality. Where are we going to bring Abu Bakr and Umar from? Where are we going to bring Osman and Ali from? Khar hai, badkar hai, dube huye zillat mein, kuch bhi ho. Lekin tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ummati hai, ya Allah. Tere mahboob ke ummati hai, ya Allah. Tere mahboob sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ummati hai, ya Allah. His sahaba, ya Allah, they saw his mubarak chehra, ya Allah. They saw the Quran coming down. They saw Wahi coming down. They saw Medina Munawwara in his time, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. This dirty, filthy environment, ya Allah, has become like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we are trying to take one step towards you, we are going 20 steps backwards. Instead of the Quran, the mobile phone is in the hands of our youngsters, ya Allah. Instead of your zikr, ya Allah, we are living, drowning in ghaflat, ya Allah. Head to toe, every hair of our body has become a pit of your disobedience, ya Allah. Humne achhe banne ki bahut koshish kiya, ya Allah. Humne achhe banne ki bahut koshish kiya. Hum nahi ban sake, mere malik, hum nahi ban sake, hum nahi ban sake. We tried to better ourselves. We tried to make tawbah, ya Allah. We tried to change, ya Allah. Ramzan is also going, ya Allah. Like that, most of our lives are gone, ya Allah. Most of our lives are gone, ya Allah. Still we take your name, we don't feel the sweetness. Still our heart is not beating with your love, ya Allah. What greater loss can there be than this, ya Allah? If we die in this condition, if we die in this, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum is halat mein maut na de de, mere malik, is halat mein maut na de de, ya Allah. Tere saamne kaise karenge, ya Allah. Tere saamne kaise karenge, the blind pursuit of this dunya has drowned our hearts in its intoxication, ya Allah. We are still hankering behind the dunya, ya Allah. We have become oblivious to the cries of our suffering. Brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all we have in front of you is a mountain of disobedience, ya Allah. There isn't any sajda. There isn't any turakat salah. There isn't any roza. There isn't any, ya Allah, there isn't any act of ibadat, ya Allah, that we can present to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have to make tawbah for our ibadat also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum munafik hai, hum riyakar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you taught us on the tongue of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us to say, inna maghfirataka awsau min dhunubina. Ya Allah, your maghfirat is greater than our sins. Your maghfirat is greater than our sins. Your mercy is greater. We have more hope than on our amal and our deeds, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing we can present to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah. But once when he was returning from one journey, he told his sahaba, lawadittu anni ara ikhwani. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, awalasna ikhwanaka ya Rasulallah. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? You are my sahaba. My brothers are those. My brothers are those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. He called us his brothers, ya Allah. He called us his brothers, ya Allah. He's crying. His Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. His Rabbi Ummati, Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. On the day of Hashir also, his Rabbi Ummati, Ummati will be for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah. We haven't fulfilled your haq. We haven't fulfilled his haq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Your mercy is greater than our sins. Your forgiveness is greater than our sins. Your compassion, we cannot possibly even imagine it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, in this hour of suffering, in this hour of hardship, ya Allah, 3 centuries, this ummah is sinking lower and lower. If even the rocks and the stones had eyes, they would be crying, ya Allah. And extent of persecution and suffering, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own have turned against us. The ghair have turned against us. There is no door. There is no salvation. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made the decision, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made the decision, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that, ya Allah, we have come to take from you, ya Allah. We haven't come, you have brought us, ya Allah. There is no other door, ya Allah. Like that little child whose mother is upset. The mother pushes the child away. The child comes back. Still the mother pushes away. Still the child comes back. Finally, the mother's heart melts and she embraces the child. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers. Don't turn us away. On behalf of the entire ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day. Forgive the sins of the night. Forgive the sins we have committed openly. Forgive the sins we have committed secretly. We are drowning in our sins, ya Allah. But you have said, if you count the tongue of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come before me with this whole world full of sins. Only don't make shirk with me. And I will meet you with the whole world full of my maghfirat. Tere izzat ki qasam, ya Allah. We are no number of Muslims, but we never made shirk with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we never made shirk with you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is such, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Umar. Umar was an idol worshipper, ya Allah. Umar took a sword and he was ready to slaughter your Nabi. Ya Allah, your shan-e-rahimiyat was directed towards him. And you made him radiyallahu anhu, ya Allah. You gave him space at the feet of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we've never stretched our hands out to idols, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah, ya Allah, the rope you have given them is too long, ya Allah, too long, ya Allah, too long, ya Allah, we know it is your hikmat, ya Allah, but we are weak, ya Allah, we are weak, ya Allah, we are weak, ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them quickly. Otherwise, remove the obstacles of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the curtain of tyranny and oppression from this ummah, ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are hungry, feed them, ya Allah. They are without protection, protect them, ya Allah. They are without, ya Allah, they are without shelter, shelter them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are without even basic medical care. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat and mercy upon them. Ya protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, ya Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, no doubt. Ya Allah, no doubt. We have become oblivious to the responsibility of the khatm-e-nubuwwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humanity in millions, if they die now, are going to Jahannam forever and ever. Your Nabi, his heart would boil like a kettle over this pain, ya Allah. He entrusted us with this, ya Allah. We turned our backs on this responsibility. We have committed an act of transgression against the whole of humanity, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, we are asking for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid. Give us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the jazba of sahaba, Ya Allah. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Hame deen ke dai bana de. Deen ke dai bana de. Deen ke dai bana de. Give us the sifat of iman, Ya Allah. Save us from hatred, enmity, jealousy, being a source of disunity and causing discord in the ummat of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is ummat ko ummat bana de, Ya Allah. Dilo ko jor de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the Yahud, the Nasara, the Mushrikeen, the idolaters, Ya Allah. These are our insani brothers, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America hidayat, give Australia hidayat, give Asia hidayat, give China hidayat, give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Allahumma hdi ummata Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma tajawaz an sayyiati ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma aslih ummata Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat. Your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your Habib will become so happy, Ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, when you are freeing millions from Jahannam, Ya Allah, free the souls of humanity from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Grant us the love of Quran, the love of your zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us sort our financial affairs out, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you have hurt our parents, give them the, Ya Allah, inspire them to forgive us, Ya Allah. If you have broke family ties, Ya Allah, let us mend family ties. If you have usurped the rights of anyone, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to address that before maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on halal, save us from haram, save us from treachery, save us from dishonesty, Ya Allah. Let our earnings be halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking. Yesterday we looked for the moon of Ramadan. Now we are looking for the moon of Eid. Ya Allah, like that, Ya Allah. That 2-foot by 4-foot hole in the ground. We have forgotten it, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that that grave is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of worms, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of darkness, Ya Allah. He said, I have never seen anything more frightening than the azab of Qabr. He would cry at night and say, Azabul Qabri Haq. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Give us more to Iman, Ya Allah. Husne Khatima Naseeb Farma. Save us from the azab of Qabr. Our brothers and sisters that have passed away in a mubtala in azab of Qabr. Save them, Ya Allah. Make it a garden from the gardens of Jannah. For you it is not difficult, Ya Allah. Open the window to Jannah in that grave, Ya Allah. Stretch it out as far as the eye can see, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of Hashar, Ya Allah. Save us from the ruswai of that day. Some will be clamped in chains, Ya Allah. Some the malaika will put their hands into their mouths and their entire intestines will be pulled out. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of Hashar, Ya Allah. Let us receive our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us receive Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you become happy with us. Let your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Night upon night, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say this. He would say this also. Jahannam is haq. Jannat is haq. Ya Allah, you are Akbar. You are Akbar. You have called Jahannam. You have said, Wala azabul akhirati Akbar. That which you are calling Akbar, what it will be? That which you are calling Akbar. Your Quran is the truth, Ya Allah. You have described Jahannam in the Quran. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينْ إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقة. We are blindly running behind this dunya, looking for comforts and luxuries here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are finishing ourselves behind this dunya, Ya Allah. So that because we don't want any difficulty, we don't want any hardship, dozak ke azab kaise bardasht hogi, Ya Allah. How are we going to bear that azab? How are we going to bear that azab? How are we going to bear that azab, Ya Allah? You are Rahman, you are Rahim, Ya Allah. You are Rahman, you are Rahim, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Laylatul Qadr or not, but on the barakat of the khatm of the Quran, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. There are little children amongst us also, Ya Allah. They are masoom amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have large of any one of them, Ya Allah. You millions of malaika that are here. We are beseeching them also to intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. And we are begging you, Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, save us from Jahannam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nari bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala al-nar. Allahumma harrim ajzadina. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, our wives, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our parents, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Hame uske haq nahi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, despite not being worthy, Ya Allah, you grant it to us, Ya Allah. No one will question you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, we did not fulfill their haq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, those that have made ihsan upon us, our elders, our kabirin, Ya Allah, our satizai kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have done any goodness towards us, those that have asked for du'as, Ya Allah, a mutawakki of du'as, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jais hajat, Ya Allah. Whoever is in parishani, remove the parishani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is in parishani, remove the parishani. Those who have passed away, fill the qabr with noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us your true pious slaves. Make our families pious, Ya Allah. Make our families the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, jata hua Ramadan hai, Ya Allah. Ramadan has come and gone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq. Like you gave us the tawfiq to worship you in Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the goodness permeate throughout the rest of the year, Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our whole lives Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back onto deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever little we did, Ya Allah, the fasting, the tilawat, the zikr, the striving in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, whatever we did, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know it is full of riyakari, we know it is full of munafakat, we know it is not worthy of being presented, but Ya Allah, we beg and beseech you, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. You are kareem, you are rahim. Ya Allah, we are not looking at the action, we are looking at your mercy and generosity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it. On behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever our Nabi has asked you for, goodness for the ummah, granted to us, Ya Allah. Whatever you sought protection from, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah, ek dafa, mere malik, ek dafa, ek dafa, ek dafa. Ya Allah, say to your angels, Ya Allah. Say to Jibreel, Ya Allah. Say to them, Ya Allah. That Ya Malaikati, O my angels, Ushidukum, I make you a witness. Anni qad ghafartu lakum, I have forgiven them. Mara kaam ban jayega. Mara kaam ban jayega. Mara kaam ban jayega. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله.